Hello, I'm Dr. Trish Burgess, and welcome to the Let's Go GHO podcast. Today we have in the studio Hannah, who is going to be sharing her testimony from a mission trip she took with GHO last year into Bethlehem. So let's listen in to Hannah. Today I am so pleased to welcome Hannah Joe. She is a dental hygienist that served with me when we went to Bethlehem last year, but that was not her original plan. All along she had hopes and desires she shared with the Lord, but she shared a testimony while we were in country. As you likely know, GHO does morning and evening devotions and testimonies as part of our team time, and Hannah shared on the last day because as we were passing the sign up around, she was the last person and she had to sign up because there was one space left. So she wasn't super excited at first about sharing her testimony, but then it was just so amazing to hear it. So Hannah, welcome. And I'll just let you kind of share with our podcast listeners what you shared with our team.
Hello, my name is Hannah Joe. I'm a dental hygienist. And I'm serving a small Korean-American local church in New York. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to share my part of life. And before I start, I want to tell what happened last year. Actually, I applied for a medical mission trip to GHO Zambia trip last year. However, as my visa application was rejected or just a few days before I should departure, so I was unable to go to Zambia, and my plan is suddenly changed to go on a mission trip to Bethlehem. So now I would like to share my testimony why I go on a Bethlehem mission, not the Zambia mission, was God's plan. So the time goes back to when I was 19. It was around 20 years ago. At the time, I watched a documentary. It was a story about Africans suffering from AIDS. In those days, actually, the AIDS was very difficult to treat. So to save money and get medicine, many of African people didn't eat for days and then walked a long way to the local health center. So the problem was that the drugs they got were either experimental or failed drugs in the U.S. I was really shocked. And after watching this documentary, I just decided to go there rather than thinking that their situation was pitiful or angry. I just quit my studies at right after I finished my first year of college, and thinking that I should go directly to them and help them. So I thought I should study in English, which is world's common language, so that I can go anywhere where I want to go and serve the people. So I got one full-time job and three part-time jobs to earn and save the money. And around a year later, I bought a plane ticket, and I just declared to my parents that I would study in the USA and living for Africa. And my parents were very worried about me because I was just 21 years old younger. And I said, I will go to the United States alone, and there was no one I know. However, my parents, who knew my nature to do things unconditionally once I made a decision, couldn't not stop me from going. So I left for America, and a few years later, my mother said, the day before I left, she unconsciously sang a song, and the song was sung when the missionaries were sent. So my mother said, at the time, that it seems like my decision to go to America, but she was convinced that it was God's name. My mother felt her peace of mind, and that she was able to send me away with peace of mind. And she said that from that day until now, She always pray for me for only wanting to have a good people around me. When I arrived in America, my first roommate I met was a very devout Christian, but I was like just Sunday Christian with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. A few months later, my roommate asked me a question that, Hannah, why did you come to America? So I said, I come to America to study to help Africans who suffer with AIDS. Then roommate just asked me question once again. Okay, so their physical pain can be healed, but what about their soul? I feel like I had been hit in the head with a hammer. Oh yes, their physical healing is momentary at that time, but if I touch and heal their soul, they can live forever with Jesus Christ. So from that day on, my dream just changes from medical service to medical mission. And my roommate advised me to read the Bible from Psalm, one chapter a day. So when I opened the Psalms, I thought I might give it a try because every chapter was very short. At that time, I did not know that the book with the longest verse of the Bible was in the Psalm. So when I read Psalm chapter 119, having verse until 176, I wanted to give up for a while, but finally I finished the Psalm, and after that I started reading the New Testament one chapter a day. So as each day passed, I began to hear the voice of God and began to have a conversation with God. I was so happy and thankful for the time I had conversation with God. And 2 years has passed and I was reading Deuteronomy of Old Testament. So towards the end of Deuteronomy, God repeated the same word. It was saying that Moses could not enter the land of Canaan, but Joshua would have to tread on the land of Canaan. Before the Sunday worship service, I asked God about the repeated story of Moses and Joshua. God knows I have a dream of the medical mission, so am I gonna only receive training like Moses, or at the end I cannot go on a medical mission, or will I go on a medical mission like Joshua? Because the path ahead of me seemed dark and it seems that I could not see the path. So I cried out and even threatened God to answer me, but I was so serious. And I prayed, okay, so today's the last day to read Deuteronomy. So please answer my question during today's worship service. I like almost threatened God. And worship has begun. After the praise team's praise was over, the pastor came up. The pastor said, okay, today, before I begin the sermon, we will begin treated in the land of God. I was so happy that I get the answer from God, and I wrote in my diary that God would send me like Joshua. This day was Sunday, March 13th, 2011. So, few years passed. In my situation, I couldn't go to medical school as an international student. Actually, I'm not that smart. I prepared to become a nurse, but I got pregnant just before the semester when I passed all exams and started taking nursing major. So I started studying again. And after my first child growth, I started studying for dental hygienist, and in fall 2019, I finally became a dental hygienist. So after becoming a medical professional, I really try to, I mean, looking for a dental mission trip that I could go on as a dental hygienist. In particular, it was kind of difficult to find a dental mission as a Christian. And like COVID happened and it has become even more difficult to find. During the COVID-19, I started continuing my studies and graduate from Health Service Administration with a month left before the graduation ceremony. I started looking for an organization again where I could go on a dental mission. I was searching and searching, Googling, and eventually I found the place called CMDAGHO. I was like shouting, yay! So I was so happy, and I asked my husband if I could go on a medical mission as a graduation gift, and he allowed it right away. In August 2022, there was a medical missionary service for orphan exposed from AIDS in Zambia. So it was like such a perfect medical mission for me because it was a medical mission for Africans suffering with AIDS, which motivated me to come to America. God promised that in 2011, he said he would let me tread on the land of Canaan like Joshua. And surprisingly, even the leader's name of Zambia team was Joshua. So like it can be more perfect. I was really horrified and started preparing for the Zambia mission trip. I was so surprised. I was convinced that it was the mission that God had already ordained for me. But 2 days before I left for Zambia, my visa application was rejected. It was not difficult enough to get a visa because as a South Korean, I can't even get a visa upon arrival in Zambia airport. But my visa was rejected. I couldn't understand actually because everything seems so perfect. It was for African mission trip, for who are exposed from AIDS, and my leader was Joshua as God answered for me in 2011. But I can't blame anyone. So in conclusion, I thought, okay, it was my lack of prayer and I'm not ready to go from God's view. So someday I made up my mind thinking that one day he will give me another chance when I'm ready. So I contacted the GHO team about the visa issue and left a thank you note because visa case was rejected just few days before leaving. So it was hard to get a visa again. So I had to wait for another chance to go on a medical mission. And few hours later, after GHO team has a meeting because of me, the GHO team contacted me again, and it was a proposal to participate in the Bethlehem mission team. I asked them first, okay, so do I need a visa? And they said no. And I was so surprised because first, it was a mission that I had never expected or thought about. And second, on the same day that my visa was rejected, I received an offer from the GHO director to go on another mission. I had a passion for medical missions, so I just immediately arranged my schedule and responded that I wanted to participate. It was not the mission I had planned, I wanted and prepared, but I thought that God had another plan to lead me to Bethlehem. I thought there would be a reason that God switched my plan. And 16 days before leaving for Bethlehem, I was suddenly joined at the last minute in the Bethlehem mission team. A few days before leaving of Bethlehem, I watched a documentary about Israel and Palestine because at least I thought I should know a little bit about the country I will be going to. So, and the documentary describe about Abraham, the ancestor of both Jews and Muslim, and it was also explain about Canaan, the promised land of God. And it said that the land of Canaan is now Palestine. I paused the video immediately. The land of Canaan, is it Palestine now? God told me that I would tread on the land of Canaan like Joshua. The land of Canaan is now Palestine. And Bethlehem is the land of Palestine, and my whole body just stopped it. And God spoke to me, Hannah, when you prayed, I promised you that you would treat the land of Canaan like Joshua. It doesn't mean that your leader will be Joshua. It means that you will be a Joshua. I never changed my plan. I never switched my plan. It was my original plan. I'm sending you to Bethlehem as your first medical mission because I want you to serve the people with the love as I have done here. Whenever, wherever, you go on another mission. Please don't forget this first mission I sent you. How guides you and how leads you. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. I will be always with you. I love you, Hannah, my daughter. I know how eager you were to go on a medical mission just for me. So he fulfilled his promise perfectly. He never changed it. He never switched his plan. He is always the same as yesterday, today, and forever. So my plan was to go on a medical mission to Africa, but God fulfilled his plan through my plan. This is my story, how God leads me to go on a medical mission to Bethlehem, and I want to share one Bible verse. It's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that, Hannah. You touched the hearts of the GHO staff with that first trip. I remember even before the visa issue, you were having a struggle fundraising and had called concerned that you weren't going to be able to go. And we were able to give you a scholarship that enabled that. So you were so grateful and so excited again. And then the visa happened. And when you called the GHO staff, they just were crying. And they came up to me when I came into work and said, "You got to get her on a trip. She's got to go on a trip." So I had, what was it, 2 weeks later that the Bethlehem trip was going? It wasn't that long. And I was like, "Well, she can go with me." I checked with our national partner and they were okay with that.
Actually, everything was in God's plan. Now I know, but at the time,
Oh, yeah. You were very discouraged. We were discouraged for you. So it was exciting that God worked it out. And I contacted Hannah, and she actually is going next to Africa. Hannah, you want to share where you're going?
yes. Actually, when I got the email from Dr. Twist, she shared my testimony to other staff. And she found one supporter who sent me to another Africa mission because I really be eager to go. since long time ago. So I had a chance actually. God taught, I believe the Holy Spirit taught you the supporter to send me to go to Africa mission. He gave me another chance to serve the people with God's love. So thank you
Amen.
so much.
Amen. So Hannah's
Yes.
going to be going to Ghana. And if any listeners are interested in helping support her, because financially it is extremely difficult for her, or your husband's a pastor in a very small church, it's Hannah Jo. Contact GHO and we'd be happy to help you contribute to her support. But anyway, Hannah, thank you so much for sharing that. It just inspires, encourages, I think mostly because of that timeline, like 20 years before you were praying about that and felt called to do that. And God answers our prayers, but it's a lot of times a lot longer than we would like. Our timing was like quicker. Can you answer it now? We're ready. But he makes us wait, and that's for a purpose too. I'm sure you had things you needed to learn and strengthening your faith and learning through scripture and all those things that have helped you along the way. But I do appreciate your sharing your testimony and look forward to hearing about Ghana and what happens there this summer.
Thank you so much for everything, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony.
I hope this testimony has encouraged you to consider and pray about where God might be leading you to join GHO on mission. If you're interested, check out our trip calendar at cmda.org/gho, and hopefully I'll be seeing you on the mission field and you'll be hearing, "Let's go, GHO!"
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.